Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Meghna Chakrabarty. And here's a tune you might recognize. That, of course, the famous Pavan by Gabriel Fauré, but with a jazz twist courtesy of violinist Regina Carter. Born in Detroit and classically trained at Boston's New England Conservatory, Carter is a master of jazz violin. Since coming to prominence in the late 80s, she's played with everyone from Wynton Marsalis to Aretha Franklin to Dolly Parton. And this weekend, she'll be back in Boston playing Friday and Saturday at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge. Regina Carter spoke to us earlier from New York. Regina, I'm wondering if you could start by telling us, what do you remember about your time in Boston at the New England Conservatory?
Feels like it was just yesterday that I was there. It was a great 2 years. My first roommate was a great pianist, jazz pianist, Rachel Z. And when I first went to the conservatory, I went in as a classical, European classical major, but I knew I wanted to play jazz. And by my second year, was doing both, kind of straddling both departments, but had no clue even how you learned this other language of jazz. And I remember going through Rachel's record collection and listening and hearing some of the most amazing music that I had never been exposed to. Some of it my ears were ready to handle and some of it not, but it was a great experience and, you know, a great start. Great place to be, because back then Boston had so many clubs that we could all get together and play and hang out with a lot of the musicians and students from Berkeley and other schools.
And you've had an incredibly illustrious career since then. I want to go back a little bit into your catalog. You did an album in 2006 called I'll Be Seeing You, A Sentimental Journey, and it consists of Depression-era jazz and popular songs. Let's listen to you doing Georgia on My Mind. So great to hear you play something so spare with so few notes, because you can really hear your tone control and your singing quality. And I'm struck listening to that by the unparalleled ability of the violin to evoke the human voice, which is kind of what I gather your playing is all about.
Yes, I feel like the violin is the closest instrument to the human voice, and I sing through my instrument. I wish I could sing. so that's the way I do it without scaring people. I remember years ago when I was playing, when I first moved to New York, and I met the great Big Nick Nicholas, and I was playing Body and Soul, and he asked me if I knew the lyrics to the tune, and I said no, and he said, I can tell by the way you're playing it. You have to always know the lyrics in order to really understand the piece and be able to convey the feelings of the piece. And from that point on, I always made sure I learned the words to any tune that had lyrics, And I feel then when I'm actually inside singing when I'm playing my instrument, and for me, hoping that people can feel or hear the lyrics.
Still, you know, the violin, I think for many listeners, brings a lot of baggage. We hear it with, you know, a haughty tone, very formal, very proper. and hearing jazz on the violin can sound a little like, I don't know, Charlton Heston reading Ice-T lyrics or something, you know, which I only say because he did that once at a press conference. But, I mean, do you still perceive that kind of cognitive dissonance, or have you long since moved on from that?
We all bring whatever, our own baggage, if you will,
sure,
to the music. I feel like I had to work hard, and I still have to work hard, but leaving some of the European classical flavorings, if you will, behind. The vibrato, I think, is the hardest thing for a lot of violinists to leave behind, because we spend our whole life learning how to do that and wanting to do it, and then you go to play jazz and it just doesn't fit. But I feel like I've kind of found my own voice now.
We're speaking to jazz violinist Regina Carter, who's going to be up in Boston playing a couple of shows this weekend. You won a MacArthur Genius Award in 2006. This is $500,000, no strings attached. And a lot of people in the Boston area win this award every year. So we talk to a lot of people who've just received it, and we always ask them what they're going to do with it. You've actually had some time to do something with it, and that takes us right up into your latest album. So tell us how we got there.
Well, since my youth, I've been interested in quote-unquote world music, especially Chaldean music, Christian Arab music, because Detroit has the largest Chaldean population. So I was exposed to music from all around the world without having to ever leave Detroit for a long time. And hearing some non-Western tones and scales was very intriguing and beautiful for me. So At one point, I wanted to do a world record, and the labels were not into it because they said there was no radio to support that. So when I received the MacArthur, that was one of the projects I thought I wanted to record, not knowing if I would get a label that would be interested or if I'd have to put it out myself. And I found some really incredible music. I only scratched the surface, but most of the music on Reverse Thread is from the continent of Africa, the African folk melodies or tunes or music that have been inspired by music and rhythms from the continent.
Well, let's listen to a song off of your album Reverse Thread. Tell me if I'm saying this right. It's Hawumbe Awamba?
Yes.
And tell us about the source material for this.
This is from the Ugandan Jews, and from this collection, I found that a lot of the tunes are life lessons. And this one, the translation is God Creates, Then God Destroys. And it sounds like a pretty heavy title, but it's just telling everyone to be in the moment and to live for now, because tomorrow's not promised to us.
Regina Carter, with such a diversity of music in your catalog, I'm wondering what people can expect when they come and see you play.
A little bit of everything. This weekend, we'll mostly be playing music from the CD Reverse Thread, but I also like to reach back from other CDs and pull material. Sometimes we've pulled out Georgia. Sometimes I pull out the old tune, I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me, or Pavan from Paganini After Dreams. So a mixture of everything, and I change my set every night. That's the beauty of having so much music and great musicians with me, that we can just change on the spur of the moment and play to the audience so that we're sharing the experience with the audience and not just playing at them.
Jazz violinist Regina Carter is playing four sets at the Charles Hotel Regatta Bar in Harvard Square this Friday and Saturday evenings. Details are on our website, radioboston.org. And we'll go out on something fun from your 2006 standards album. This is A Tisket, A Tasket. Regina Carter, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You
Be sure to join us tomorrow for a special Thanksgiving edition of Radio Boston, when we'll feature some of our favorite interviews from recent weeks. Author Tom Perata on his new novel about the Rapture, Fountains of Wayne, recorded live in our studio, and Western Mass folkie Chris Delmhart on her secret love of the Cars. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Our program is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great Thanksgiving. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.